All right, Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all the stand, what do you do? Stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, where you shall be able to quench all the what? Fiery darts of the wicked. Now, underline that one tonight. Try to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Underline the Word of God. All right, now, we're talking on spiritual warfare, and we are in this section now called Weapons of Warfare. Weapons of Warfare. Now, out of that, just give you, I want to talk about the Word. I want to talk about the blood, okay? And talk about the name, the Word, the blood, and the name. Now, there might be some things we're going to cover around there, but we're talking about the Word right now. Talking about the Word. All right, let's kind of build up to this of what we want to talk about. Personally, I believe the church is behind. I believe that we need to catch up. I believe that we're supposed to be much further than we are now, and one of the biggest reasons why we're behind is because of education. I think that there's a knowledge that's lacking. The reason why it is lacking is because, for the most part, the enemy has been fighting the church. But the other thing is that sometimes what happens is we don't move forward, because the only way we can move forward is by faith. And so you just got to take it and accept that people are going to get what you've got, and then take them on to the next place. Are you following what I'm saying? The other thing is that we've kind of shied away from the supernatural, that we've got to have the supernatural as a part of this thing, because they, natural and supernatural, do run together. A lot of times, you know, people go to work and do things like that, but God wants you to add some super to your natural, whatever that is. So we're talking about facing the giants, All right, now, the system of Babylon is a system that Satan has built. And in that system, he wants to make sure that the righteous are not in authority. He wants to make sure of that. And that's found over in Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 2. And he says about the righteous being in authority. When the righteous are in authority, the people can rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Now, again, I'm not going to try to cover a whole lot. I just want to kind of stay right around this. So what happens is Satan tries to place his people in strategic positions, especially in strategic companies or businesses or governments and so forth. But he wants to place his people there. See, I figured out that Satan doesn't have but so many demons. So he doesn't have an unlimited amount. The Bible says in Hebrews that God has an unlimited number of angels. Innumerable, it calls them. So with this. So now what happens is that God plants his people in companies. And when he plants them there, he plans for them to rise. He plans for them to go up into, you know, a place of influence and so forth. Now, one of the people that we look at is Daniel. Look at Daniel chapter 6. And it says in verse 1, "And it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and that the king should have no what? No damage, no loss. And this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm." Oh, look out. "Then the presidents and princes sought for an occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find an occasion of fault, for as much as he was faithful, and neither was there any error of fault found in him." He got to work on time. Amen. Amen. "Then said these men, we shall not find occasion against Daniel, except we find it against him concerning his God." So right there is a conspiracy that they're going to take Daniel out. Now, understand, all leadership is spiritual. All leadership is spiritual. Now, with this, what I mean is, over in 2 Timothy and chapter... Pardon me, I want to correct that. 1 Timothy and chapter 2, he says, "I exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for how many men? All men. For kings and for all that are where? In authority, that we might lead a what kind of life? Quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty," keep going, "for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be what? Saved, and to come to the knowledge of the what? Truth." So he wants everybody to be saved. But he said, now you're going to have to pray for those in authority, because there's another spirit vying for their mind. And what we said is that in Ephesians, let me just get how the Bible puts it. It says, glory to God. It says in Ephesians chapter 6, it says, and verse 16, "Above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the what? Fiery darts of the wicked." Could I have that scripture in the Amplified, please? Let me just see what it says. "All the fiery darts of the wicked." Glory to God. It says, "Lift up over all the covering shield of saving faith upon which you can quench all the flaming missiles of the wicked one." Put it up there. Let's try another one. Put it up there in the Good News Bible. I think they call it Good News here. It says, "In addition to all these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil." Let's try another one. Let's go to the message translation, please. I'm just trying a couple of translations here just to see if we can land something that even takes us even further. Have it? Praise God. All right, let's go on. I don't see it up there. Okay, let's look at, let's come back to Daniel, please, in Daniel chapter 6. All right? No. Notice Daniel was on the rise. Now, who do you think was behind his rising? God was. Now remember what he says in Psalm chapter 75. It says in Psalm 75, starting at verse 6, "For promotion neither cometh from the east or from the west or from the south, but God is the judge. He'll put down one, and what will he do? He'll put up another. God